آهنگ شما پیچین سپندی سمالی بچاری But the newsletter we're trying to do is encourage people to share what they're doing. Usually in this kind of competition also is a motivation to try to establish some norms, some way of comparing. How many programs are going on, house programs, bhakti viksha programs, how much contact is made with the congregation. The more that you encourage them, the more they reciprocate. We want to help people to become Krishna conscious. The one housewife told me how by having a bhakti viksha program by her house, she was able to attend every week. Otherwise, she said that I can't leave home. I have too many kids to watch over. So the regular Namhata bhakti viksha meetings, I've started chanting rounds. And somebody in England made the point that. If you want to Krishna conscious, usually you have to drive to a big city and a regional city, a few farms like the Jehovah Witnesses, or even the Buddha, or Maharishi. You can find them almost in every place. So why are we making Krishna consciousness so hard for people to get to? The idea is to... It's like we have a temple in the city to make it more accessible to the people in the city, but even people in the city find it difficult nearby to their house. Bringing Krishna to them, home delivery, up and get the free, you know, delivery pizza. Delivery so many things. So we want to make Krishna consciousness easily available to people. So for many people who are not Hindus, coming to the temple is a big cultural hurdle, shock. They're not used to it. They don't know about it. The introduction they have is in some friend's house. It's a lot easier.
Remembering the experience they were telling. Two weeks ago in Hattiesburg, 35 of them, 35 new people, they came over to Krishna conscious. About 3 months that they've been having the programs and their own. Now they're happy and peaceful. They can focus even on their own. Some of the young students, they were saying that by chanting, praying, or if business goes well or not. The important thing is that the chant, the association of the devotees coming to their homes will be no hope for them to. And now they have become leaders of their own groups.
Hot ones.
Those same devotees came and cooked the whole Sunday feast a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah.
Sponsored and cooked.
Regular what?
This is sparkling. You have to have unsparkling. To heat this up, it's cold.
Prabhupada speaks Bhagavad Gita and drive and reach some home, and they always you find more people that is in this room than one home. And they also, I remember one lady was smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, and she was married for 8 years. She didn't have no home. By being in the Bhakti Riksha, she was smoking completely. And after that, she was able to have a nice, beautiful baby. Even though she was thinking about it.
In the Middle East, we have underground preaching. Mainly it's to the expatriates who work there, because if you preach to the Arabs, it's very dangerous. If they report you, immediately put in jail. The housewife was saying, when the husband goes off at work, once she finishes cleaning the house, she goes into another mode. There's somebody who's interested in having a house program, and then when Dan takes him to all the, she knows all the other Indians in the building, arranges the program. The men also come and they have an evening house program, like a month or two. When the people get more advanced in Krishna consciousness, when she goes around, she doesn't see buildings anymore, she just sees preaching opportunities. Would you even bring up the rules and regulations? Rupa Goswami says that it's very offensive if you bring up rules and regulations to people in an immature state. You're like stabbing a knife in their heart and trying to kill them. It's prohibited to tell anybody all the rules and regulations prematurely. First you get them attached to Krishna, get them to get a taste for what spiritual life is. And then naturally the rules and regulations come. People want to know how to maintain that happiness. And you have to say, well, these are the things that are disturbing it. Uncleanliness, lack of mercy. Do you want to be a cruel person? You know, then you know. So then to be a member of a Bhakti Bhiksha group, there was one lady, she was coming to our program for 2 years. She was not a vegetarian. But then they were discussing about what our next birth could be, and according to what we eat, that also what we do, that builds our... So the comment came out that, you know, like if somebody's eating meat or fish, so then they become a cat, especially cats like fish. To become a cat or a lion or something in the next life. So this lady suddenly, you know, says, but I don't want to become a lion in my next life. Or a cat. But I'm eating fish. She said, well, if you eat, you know, food offered to God. And animals, they eat this other food. So then she was so much affected by that discussion that she said, so from today on, I'm never taking fish again. Some discussion, and it's much more personal. People have to deal with it. You give a big lecture, people are kind of can go over their head and say, well, anyway, that's not it. Do it outside. Even a temple, you had to do all the rules and regulations, like a priestly life, which is a monastic life. But to be in part of a congregational program, it's not essential they have to follow all the rules. We want them to gradually.
So it's not that people are eating meat and drinking, even the
reading
and chanting.
Right there, we don't give chanting beads to anybody.
They buy it.
That's their responsibility. If we give it, we're responsible for the karma. They buy it, it's their karma. But normally the people use tulsi beads, they're vegetarian. They can buy neem or some other way.
His grandfather died, and we did some reading in their house, like 12 days. So, we did the way that they can go with it. Not like reciting some verses. So I was explaining and became vegetarian and prayer come in a regular exchange. So mother got scared because they gave a complaint to me on the death. If my son is in his school and he gave up me, I'm going to be surviving as far as his health.
We can show that his medical report shows the protein content. Soybean or red dal has more protein than meat.
Meat.
That detail, alright? So it's done.
But the picture also solves these problems.
Yeah, people follow the principle. The point is that they have to bring them, otherwise you just scare them off. They get frightened. How can I make all these changes? No taste. So they have no taste and they're afraid that they're going to not be happy. if they feel the happiness from chanting and practicing, then they automatically become detached from other things. They know, I don't need this thing to be happy. The point you have to tell them, when they see that they're making, start making advancement, you tell them what things they can start to avoid.
I have to keep cooking meat for him. I want to do that. Just find some pots that you can cook for Krishna. And the rest keep maintaining the service to your husband. And now the husband is also Krishna. But in the beginning it was like, instead of saying, oh, it's only all this.
Oh, sorry. These are blank. You take.
He needs to learn spelling.
Huh?
Orient.
You are.
Orleans. I am.
Four.
Five.
So.
Prashad, ready? What questions anybody has? ¿Qué preguntas? I showed in the slide yesterday that water came up to like
the level of air.
But
height of Gurudev plus the stick.
Standing, yeah.
Standing room height plus the stick.
Out of the door.
How is the situation?
They're repairing things. Already polished the floor and repainted the temple. A lot of the work is already done. They're already past it. With the wife up to the end, but they lost all their. They're just the government. Some people always come up. We have to also expand on the preaching, Lord Chaitanya showing it. Sudden
fact.
She doesn't know how bad they were.
Yeah, I speak.
So Chandra, doesn't he have a...
Sure.
We like the two Srimad Krishna, tell him that he has two digital members of him. You can take a digital picture
and add email.
The whole document.
I can do that.
You know?
He's sending nice diaries. From Venezuela.
What came to me, Pechakta Kumamela?
Huh?
I said Kumamela Chata Fancy. Kumamela. Room booking sheet, or the like that.
Are there more pamphlets of this?
Yeah, there's plenty in India, but not with me.
I'm going to make some announcements Sunday.
Hi, Chandrika, how are you? How's Govinda Shakti? Walden, for? Kavan Kulbe Thakur? Thakur Kavan Kulbe?
Oh.
October 16th. Theatre in Joburg.
And how they
shifted
to
what? Yeah, Rath Theatre in Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
I went there just for that. Anything coming? How many rounds now?
No,
50. 50?
Yeah. Sometime at the 60, but I'm going.
For a round?
Sometimes I do the 80 or depends, but I'm kidding.
When you say 80, you mean beads or rounds?
No, rounds.
80?
Yeah. Well, my tennis is cool. So I got all day
80 like from.
Yeah.
80 of these.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is more than small.
Same number of mantras.
From the beginning to the end.
That's one
round. That's how many?
Yeah.
That's how many?
How many?
I do 50 rounds
around the whole. 50?
Yeah.
Do you stop and go back or you keep going?
50.
50 rounds.
50 rounds.
Yeah. You're a superstar. You must have a good. You also chant the Panchatattva mantra?
I don't know very well, but I try.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda.
I'm not doing very well, but I can try.
Someone can write
down. Well, write it down. Before every round, you chant that once.
Yeah. That way there's no
offense.
I got a little blank.
What's your service, Rohini?
I'm doing the inner congregation. Cultivation.
Put down that.
And college preaching.
Why the tater? Why does it take?
Because it falls out. It fell out of the computer last time. Why don't
you get another cable?
This one's dead.
Indian cultivation, college preaching.
So I just started down the guy.
You're a householder?
Yeah.
Your family's here?
My wife is coming next month.
So then you're going to have more South African companies.
Okay.
Gopal Krishna? Yeah. I was just with him a week ago in Delhi and Vrindavan.
How did
he attend? He went to that Chandigarh right here. So. Put it in there. Thank you.
Dead end, or we can tape it.
Why is that?
It's a bad cord. We need to get a new cord. Where is this person from? Here, come, Dave.